Welcome back to the Quentin Hyde Podcast. Today, Jesper and I are going to be ranking each other's trauma.
It's a very normal thing to do.
No, it's just... We were just binge recording a few of these before I head over to the United States for an entire month. And one of the ideas we came up with is we just tell each other our trauma so that the other person puts it on an S till F tier list.
So kick us off. What's your first one?
They're in no particular order, but I guess the first one is that we made an entire episode about. The trauma that I got having I don't feel comfortable saying abusive, because I feel like, you know, people have way worse, and, you know, that all did not...
It was abusive.
I wasn't nice, but a not nice relationship, let's call it that. You know, so, I don't know, let's summarize it. Yeah, there's a whole episode, but, you know, let's summarize it a little bit. She... Gaslit? I actually learned that phrase because of her. I didn't even know what that was. And you told me, like, did she gaslight you? I was like, I don't know what that is. And then you were like, oh, this. I was like, oh, yeah, all the time.
Did she gatekeep and girl boss?
I don't think she gatekept anything. Kept gate? I don't think she kept gate.
Probably, though.
Yeah.
Probably just didn't realize.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. Yeah. And girl boss? I mean, not really. I kind of did everything.
You were man bossing.
I was man bossing all the time.
Sorry, boy bossing.
I was 22. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and I, you know, she never physically, I mean.
Okay, moving on.
So yeah, you should put that, if you want to hear that whole story, we have we'll go more in depth on the other ones. But
yeah, So we have an S to F tier list, right?
Yeah, so it's S, A, B, C, D, E, F.
Now, I feel
you know what? Let's not do E.
Okay, sure.
Because same as like the American grading system, we add S for like the exceptional one.
Yeah, okay.
Exceptional. I said the word.
You said the S word. So I have an important decision to make here.
Yes.
Right? So is the S there going to be when it's like not a bad trauma and it's actually good, or when it's the most epic and ruining trauma?
That's how I imagine.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I think this one, in that case, has got to be up there.
An S?
Maybe it's not S, but...
Because I'm doing fine now.
Yeah.
I mean, it changed my entire brain chemistry, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I was a very different person before and after.
Yeah.
Don't you think? But I mean, you knew me before and after.
True, so. But we are better friends after. So.
That is true. That is true, actually.
So maybe it was a great thing.
That is fair, because we hung out before, but like we got way closer after.
I think it's a solid A tier.
A tier. I think I'll agree.
Because it ruined you for a while. You know?
For like at least 2 years.
Yeah.
At least 2 years.
It cost you a fair bit of money.
Yeah, that is also true, yes. But that's, admittedly, every relationship costs me a lot of money because I'm a simp who loves paying for things.
Not unless of the therapy after.
Right, yeah, the therapy after. I forgot that I had to pay a bit for that. Yeah, I think that was like $400 in like your personal risk fund.
Yeah,
as everything else was
paid. Not too bad, I guess.
Yeah.
it's a good A tier.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I'll agree. Colin Green, you know what?
Congrats. Your turn.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to grab the most recent one for me.
I thought you actually grabbed it, because I saw you, like, if you're not watching but listening, he grabbed his bottle when he said that. I was like, wait, you have something with you?
Let me just grab my troll when you're on quick.
Yes.
Yeah, no, so this was the summer of 2020.
I think I know where this is going.
I'm a man who likes to go camping.
Because he's insane.
It's fun, you know?
No, it's not.
You're in touch with nature and you love that.
Ugh.
Anyway, it was like the first post-COVID holiday.
COVID.
Yes. So I was like, oh, yay. It's going camping with two friends. We had a tent, you know, to sleep in and stuff.
Yes.
And it was the second night.
Just so you guys know, I wasn't there because I'm not going camping.
Let's go camping.
No.
A second night somewhere in the Czech Republic, and it was kind of like, it was an okay night, it wasn't super warm, but in the evening we went out for a drink at a cafe, and we met a man there, This was like kind of a drunk, kind of weird, but not super crazy weird man. Mm-hmm. He had a dog. The dog was cute.
Yeah.
This man was like, hey, if you need a place to sleep, you can stay over at my place. And we were like, no, thanks. We're good. Anyway, it was kind of a weird thing, but he seemed okay. We were like, no, we're staying at the campsite. See ya. Bye-bye. Then we went to sleep. It started raining. So, you know, you had like the rain sounds on the tent. Mm-hmm. In case you've never gone camping. Pretty loud.
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. And I
slept in a box with you in the rain, if that counts.
You didn't sleep.
But... No, that's true.
And at some point, I low-key wake up and I'm like, oh, I heard a sound. I think there was like a bird that landed on the tent, or it was like the rain. You know, I was half asleep still.
Yeah.
So I think I fell back asleep for a sec, and then I wake up again and I'm still like super dreary, and it's like, huh? What's going on? There's a light. Oh, I think one of my friends just got up to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's not in the tent.
Yes.
Then I wake up slightly more. I sit up. I look to the left of me and I see my two friends being there. And I realize, oh, there's someone in the tent. And then it clicks. Oh, yikes.
There's someone in the tent.
Yes.
Is your mic still good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So at that point, I'm fully waking up. I see a belly in like, in my mind, it's a pink polo, which makes no sense because I'm colorblind and it was really dark. Wearing a polo, a pretty fat man. He leaves. I wake up. My friends be like, someone in the tent. Yikes. All my cash money is gone, which was quite a lot because Czech Republic is a pretty cash-heavy country. They also stole my backup phone. And the worst moment was when I thought that they had stolen my, like, proper phone, the one I actually use.
Your main driver.
Yeah, because I keep this one and my wallet next to my head. And they had taken that and all the money out of my wallet.
Yeah.
Which means that while I was asleep, a strange man basically was this close to my face, like really close by, and grabbed stuff. And that was probably the thing I initially woke up from, being like, there's a bird. But thankfully, they left my good phone for some reason.
And also your passport. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell are they going to do with that?
I mean, if it was in your wallet somehow.
Let's get it.
Okay, yeah, actually... so I was trying to say ID card, I assume.
Yeah, but I don't have it.
I forgot that you don't have an ID card, so I think okay.
No, so that was pretty horrible. Then we called the police, spent all night at the police station, didn't get any money back. Ugh. Anyway, that sucked, and I couldn't really sleep properly for a couple of months afterwards.
I remember that.
And I still have, if in the night it like starts raining or there's like a sound like thunder or something, I can wake up and be like pretty... like fucking scared.
It's good that you're not actively scared by my Alexa's me mode. Every night at 3 a.m. my Alexa in the living room goes me, and then because I set that up on
purpose. Yeah, and you also just don't turn it off.
No, I'm back. So a few nights I fell asleep on the couch and then I woke up me like, what the fuck? He's like, oh wait, I set that up.
Yeah. No, thankfully, I'm still a pretty deep sleeper. But it also slightly translated into some mild sleep paralysis things for me. Like the creepiest one was at some point where I woke up to a whisper in my ear saying, you can't wake up.
Oh.
And then I just couldn't move like...
Oh, that is terrifying. I'm feeling like goosebumps on all the hair that I don't have anymore because I shaved my whole body. But like,
he's like a worm right now.
I was so smooth. It's crazy. Jasper, you should touch my lower abdomen right now.
I'm doing it. That was smooth.
You're right? Your hands are freezing.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's not cold here. I'm actually like, feel my face. I'm absolutely overheating.
You are.
It's so warm. We have these massive studio lights on us. That one is blinding me every time I turn to you, by the way. But let me grade your trauma.
Yes.
So, it's not that bad anymore now, right?
No.
No. I think I'm going to give it a B.
Okay.
Because it's like, I don't think it fundamentally changed who you were. But for a while, it definitely did, if that makes sense. So that's why it's not A. Like, S is just like, shockingly. A is just, you know, where you put my thing, where it still translates to how I am today, and I think it still translates to you a little bit, so that's why it's B.
Yeah, like, I think it translates in the sense where before I was, I think, more naive and more like, oh, people are inherently good.
Yeah.
And then I kind of shattered that.
That's sad.
Oh.
Oh, gosh, now I have to pick the next
yes.
one.
What's up next?
Oh, boy. So the funny thing is, I know multiple. I'm just like trying to pick one.
That's always a good song.
All right, yeah. So this is a pretty good one. So when I was a teenager, I had insane neuroticisms, like OCD and all that. And you know how people online are always like, oh, I have OCD because something, you know, is crooked or something. But that's not what OCD really is. And I like had it for like the real stuff, like real hardcore, like mental. I was in therapy for years. So it all started when I was 12, because I, or like 11 maybe even, because my body didn't make enough testosterone to go into puberty. So they shot me up with like a year's worth of testosterone in 1 month. So I basically, imagine your whole first year of puberty, I had that in 1 month, which was horrible, like mentally, physically terrible. So my mind started doing all these horrible things. Like I had all of these like neuroticisms and like awful thoughts that just kept popping in my head, even though I couldn't really help it. Then later on, when I was 13, it got worse because my mom got cancer and my dad's and I got like into a pretty big fight. And some things were said that, well, I didn't really love as a 13-year-old kid, if that makes sense. And so all of that together got like super big. And then basically there were like, I had major germophobia. That's why my hands are still a little bit like rough nowadays, because I washed them so much when I was like 13, 14. You know, I kept checking like the gas stove, the front door. I was afraid of touching light switches because my mind told me if I touch a light switch, my family dies in a fire. So I didn't touch light switches for years. It was horrible. On top of that, like a bunch of other things, and it lasted for years and years, and I had to get therapy. And I remember asking my mom, I was like, one day I was like, crying, and I was like, what if this never goes away? And she's like, well, one of two things is going to happen. One, it goes away. Or two, it doesn't go away, and then you learn to live with it. And I always kind of like held on to that, and that's what I tell people now when they're like, it's never going to get better. And I'm like, well, my mom once told me, because now I'm good. Sure enough, I'm more prone to that kind of stuff now if I'm in like an insane like mental stress, but I really did grow out of it. But it was a horrible, horrible 5 years.
Interesting. I think F there, just grow up, man. Yeah, no, difficult, because I wasn't there for this one.
No, we didn't know each other.
So, I mean, I think it's going to rank highly yet again.
I wasn't there for your being robbed either, to be fair. So.
No, but at least you were like aware of it while it was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's hard because should I rank it higher or lower than the ex breakup thing?
I mean, I could get. Do you want me to weigh in or do you?
No.
Okay.
This is all me.
Okay.
You are good now.
Yes.
Gonna give it a tier again.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I'm gonna equate it.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah.
I would personally have put it lower because I'm good now, but it was for the years being. Like, I was like, when I was like 13, 14, I was crying every day.
Yeah, just, see, and that's
just like, you gotta imagine, like, you know, in movies, like when they're like holding their head and they're like, make it stop. That was me. I was just on the floor, like, ah. Yeah, it wasn't great. But I'm good though.
Yeah, and I do think it changed you.
Oh yeah, to a degree. Yeah. I'd say. Wow, 2 A-tiers. I'm winning. Okay.
Are you, son?
You're next. We're only 14 minutes in. We've already had three.
Well, that's good. Let's see, which one are we going to go with? I mean, if we're talking about being 13,
is your mic still good?
I think so. Is it?
Yeah, our mics are acting up all the time. I've already had them fixed and they're still being weird. So that's why I stand up every few seconds to be like, are you still good? And then yes, it is.
Mike Dabberton. Okay, yeah. When I was 13, I was very depressed.
I've heard. From you.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, self-harm, suicidal thoughts, the whole deal. Great stuff. And then I, maybe like looking back on it, what's the worst thing about that is that at some point I got slightly better, I think when I was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wait, so I was depressed? Huh, that's what that was. But looking back on it now, it was like, yeah, I was just slightly better. I was still absolutely miserable and definitely depressed.
Not cash money.
Yeah, but at that point, I was just like, nah, this is just normal. This is just how it is.
That's not great.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. And I mean, yeah, it still sucks.
Because I was like, wait, I felt like you're way better than that.
I'm definitely way better now. But still, like, pretty much anything I did in life from 12 to 18 is kind of like this blur of yikes.
But those are the best years of your life.
No. Yeah, if you're
high school, middle school.
People who peaked in high school, they're like a mystery to me.
I didn't get that either.
Because it's like,
I do know people. This is gonna sound so mean. How am I gonna word this without being like an absolute jerk? So almost everyone I know got significantly more handsome with the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Handsome, pretty, whatever word you prefer, you know, etc. Almost everyone, like 99.9% of people, just get better as they age, in my eyes. Like, I feel like, I know for a fact I look infinitely better than in high school.
Yeah, you're at retirement homes just drooling.
No.
With these people and have so many years.
But I do know some people that were, like, their best look in, like, high school. Like, because I remember being in class with them and thinking, like, or in school with them and being like, oh, wow. And then when you see them now, you're kind of like, they're not ugly. Like, I'm not trying to say that at all, but it's like, I'm more handsome now at 25 than I was at 16, for sure.
Yeah.
So to me, it doesn't make sense for it to be the other way around.
Yeah, no, I agreed.
But
miserable when I was 16.
Let me grade your thing. So I'm going to put that on A because it's similar, I think, to OCD thing that I said.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I feel like everything that lasts 5-6 years is probably pretty high up there.
Yeah.
And especially because something like depression, I'm very glad to say that I've never had depression.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to link that to the OCD thing. But like depression, I think, is like completely like a lackluster way of living where you like or either consistently or in like flares just lose all kind of happiness. Right?
Yeah, like it's not even just being sad per se,
just being nothing.
Yeah, emptiness. It's like there's no point to me doing anything.
That sounds rough.
Yeah.
So for that, I would say A for sure.
Yeah. I scored an A.
Oh gosh, now I have to. I have one in mind. I just don't know how comfortable people are listening to them.
I mean, I suppose there should be a trigger warning on this whole.
I was thinking that while you were talking, I was like, are people, like, do I need to trigger warning or are people smart enough to consider something called we rank our traumas to probably, you know, cover these kind of topics? Because in my mind, that just makes sense. Like, if I was in a bad space, I would not click that.
Just put it in the description.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, that's smart. People read the description.
Yeah.
I read the description.
I mean, if it says, like, in capital letters, content warning in the description.
Is that what CW is?
Yeah.
And TW is trigger warning.
Yeah.
That is, I don't like any sort of abbreviation. I cannot remember anything.
Thankfully, I don't ever use abbreviations when texting.
You do that all the time, and every time I'm like, what?
Let me pull up the Googles again.
No, most of the time I just ask. I guess everything regarding like sex to me for a long time was really, really rough because I need to burp, but I don't want to burp into the mic because that's disgusting. I'll just burp into you. I'm kidding.
You can cut it out, I think.
No.
Okay.
So, basically, like I said earlier, I didn't go into puberty myself, so they had to force me into puberty with like a bunch of excess testosterone. That hurts your genitals. At least as a dude. I don't know, you know, the other way around. To me, that was outrageously painful. But that also meant that because the testosterone, you know, makes you turn on, essentially, and more aggressive, that all of a sudden I had all of these feelings that I had never had, which was, you know, already rough. And everything down there hurts, etc. I'm missing this whole thing. So in the Netherlands, we don't circumcise people because why would you? I'm actively anti-circumcision if it's not medical, because it's weird to cut off a part of your baby. So that, I had to be circumcised at 4 because I couldn't pee. So they had to, like it was basically...
At that point, it was just like 4 years of pee.
No.
It wasn't.
I don't want to go into detail because some people like not want to hear that detail. But yeah, it was hard to pee, so they had to yoink that. That, however, hurt tremendously already. For like a year after, or like with like the aftercare and all that, took like a year. Horrible. So then after that happened, I had the whole thing where I had to be injected with stuff and everything hurt again. And then later, there's more instances that I feel like I'm forgetting. Right, no. They had to check me whether or not, you know, everything about my body was growing into puberty properly, which included my genitals, which means that meant that every 2 weeks I had to go into a doctor's office where some rando doctor would fondle me really, really aggressively, by the way. Because do you want to know how they measure the milliliter,
I'm trying.
Amount?
Doing my absolute best to not make any "is this where your kinks originated" jokes.
I don't have any kinks related to this.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like you're thinking of something that I'm not thinking of.
Probably, yeah.
Just saying, I'll cut it out.
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, aggression, I think. Yeah, rough.
Oh, no, I hate it. Oh, no. Okay, I can see where
you're doctor roleplay.
No. So I can see where you think that. No, I'm not into... No, that was actually horrible because it hurts a lot. You know how they measure the amount that you can store in your testicles?
Oh.
They have like this long string of beads that keep getting bigger with like the milliliter amount on there, and they just kind of hold it next to yours to see which one is the same size. But because of that, they have to like pull it away from your body forcefully. Thanks. And that hurts, bro. That hurts. So I had to do that for, I think, a few years every few weeks, which was horrifying. Then, I mean, I don't know if I've covered this, but my first time was not necessarily the most fun either. So there were like a lot of issues that I just had where I was just completely not super happy with, or like not happy in the case. I was never really insecure, if that makes sense, but I just didn't like being touched. But at some age, you want to be touched, if that makes sense. So it took me a while, like a long time to get over that. And I'm pretty proud to say that I think that's only been a few years, but it has been years now. So now I'm you know, pretty good. I'm vibing. I'm, you know, not, I'm over it, but it was for many years, just.
What he's trying to say is he's fucking.
It's been almost a year, so I wouldn't say that, but.
Okay, Rankin. So I think this is a hard one because...
Sorry.
I killed my ass.
Sorry.
Because what initiated this trauma ultimately was for the better. You feel me?
A lot of that was, yeah.
Because this is...
It was all a medical thing, but it was just... It just mentally scarred me the way they did it. I feel like it could have been slightly nicer, but are right.
I get that.
It had to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So, since we are absolutely comparing traumas another here.
Yeah.
It's like with the other ones, if it hadn't happened, you would probably be perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah.
With this one, it's like...
I wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
No.
So that's why it is going to rank lower, even
though... That makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes total sense, yeah.
I think I'm going to slap a C on this one.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because, you know, it's still, like, a horrible thing that lasted years.
Mm-hmm.
But you got there and, I don't know.
It makes sense. I got you.
Yeah.
Are you able to do one in 5 minutes?
Am I? Sure.
Before the camera and cut down.
Okay. Let's bang the last one out.
All right. You have a few minutes.
My parents have no idea how to deal with emotions and never taught me. Don't think they ever said they loved me. You know, that kind of plays into your whole rest of your life.
Yeah. So the thing, okay, that's, that was shorter than I thought it was going to be.
That's what she said. She didn't. I have a lip.
Definitely. I mean, apparently there's now a video of you naked on my, on my cloud storage.
Yes, there is.
I have very much avoided that entire folder, but I'm pretty sure Bass saw it.
It's not in the thumbnail, if that helps.
Oh, because I think Bass said that it was in his thumbnail, on his computer, that it downloaded, because he uses Mac, right? So we might have a different thumbnail.
Mm.
But he apparently said that it got auto-downloaded, and he was just like, what the hell? Because Bass is on the same cloud.
I mean, it shouldn't be like it really wasn't prominently. It was like, I mean, it was there for sure.
Okay, before we derail this, let me grade our thing. So, on one hand, I want to say S because it's a pretty, like, you know, like you said, it kind of like sets the tone for your life. But you grew over that to a sense, like, you know how a lot of people like turn into absolutely horrible people and they're like, well, actually, it's because you're like, no, because I know you and multiple other people that are in that same boat and have all turned out lovely. So, because of that, I don't want to do C. Like, I think if you become like evil or something, I would put S.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I also don't know how you actively feel about it every day still. And I just, you know, I guess the podcast is the place to discuss that. I'm down into an A and B.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to give it a high B.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like you are a functioning human and you, I mean, despite not being taught emotions, you know emotions better than I do.
Yeah, right? I'm not autistic.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Should be a given. Yeah, no, I can respect that ranking of my choice.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening and or watching. Please subscribe, let us know what you thought, and we'd love to see you next time. Bye.
Good episode.